12th and 3rd.
92.
Well done, dear.
What time do you start recording this side of the tape? 9:25.
25 past, God, they're big tapes, aren't they? I thought it was only supposed to be 45 minutes.
9:25 PM. Ready.
This is going to get really tedious
after
a bit, isn't
it?
I know,
it's going to get really boring, isn't it? Chatting.
Chatting with friends at home.
With friends.
I wonder who's going to go through all these tapes. It doesn't say anywhere, does it? Is it going to be university students or...?
Hopefully. By the way, I think you're sexy. I hope you're not female.
I don't mind if you're female at all.
I'm not quite like that.
I am.
Who spoke first?
I can't remember.
I think it was me.
No, it wasn't. It was me because I was saying it if your pen didn't work.
Oh, Emma.
Oh, I was the one saying if your pen didn't work. My name's Emma, dearest.
Student. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, I reckon all grannies are going to be taping this because they're the only ones with loads of spare time. We're just doing this for a laugh. Mm. But I mean...
It's going to be dead boring though, isn't it? Listening to them complaining about the youth of today.
Yeah, so I reckon whoever's doing this... I bet whoever gets it, I bet there's fighting over this tape. I bet there is. Because no one else talks about BJs or anything. Little accent.
BJ.
I think that's safe from them.
Did anyone tell you about James's dad?
James?
You know James? His dad's called Barry.
Yeah.
You must know James's dad. The one we were hiding from at the fair.
Oh.
Remember him?
No.
He goes, well anyway, he's this like really, really mad bloke. He goes to Ian, and like Ian's gone to him, oh hello Mr. you know, and he's gone, oh don't call me Mr. from Wales, you see.
He's not Welsh or anything.
Yeah, he is.
He's Welsh. Don't put on an accent because they're trying to...
Oh,
well,
okay.
Never mind. Who cares?
I'll put on my accent anyway. I'll fool you into thinking I'm Welsh. He goes, oh, don't call me Mr. Call me BJ.
Oh, no. What, and seriously?
Like, yeah. And like, Ian was just, because he's like Barry, and Ian was just like, stood there going, oh, my God, I'm going to laugh.
Did I tell you, when I went to the optician,
shoes again.
He was the most unbelievable person I've ever met in my life. Those sandals.
Oh, yes. He's wild, isn't he?
Wow, my brother went yesterday as well. Well, he could have some done.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't read the bottom two lines. Oh yeah, that's good, David. I can't read the top two lines. You know, what can you see with your left eye? Eight.
Nothing actually.
Yeah, it was so funny. But yeah, I don't know where to take this next. Should I take it downstairs? But my whole family's so stinted. I don't talk about anything interesting. Because we all just sit there and watch the telly and we don't talk. We had a really good... It's a pity you weren't here earlier, actually, because we had such a nice conversation about politics. Well, my dad kept going, shh, I'm trying to watch a football all the time. And I was... Because I had a massive argument with Vicky about party politics. It's like, because she's such a selfish conservative bitch. It's unbelievable. Mm. Yeah. Going, well, I don't care. Why should we have to pay for all those poor people who can't get
Ben
jobs?
Smalley's. Oh, he really makes me mad, he does. Me and Natalie were having a real bad go at him, sort of going, just because Daddy will sort you out,
yeah.
Ben. Oh, God. Oh, he drives me mad sometimes.
It's like, I couldn't believe it. She was just so sad. She sat there going, but why should we have to pay for poor people who can't bother to get jobs, so lazy?
Oh, yeah. There's jobs going now.
Honestly, I was going absolutely epi. This is in the middle of class. I was going epi. And she goes... And I goes, oh yes, just because Daddy's got a very nice car and you live in Inkborough. Like,
yeah.
And I just went so mad. Everyone in the whole class, Julian, yeah. Julian was going to me, hey Helena, calm down. And I was going, no, calm down. I was screaming by this time. And Miss goes, oh, be quiet, everybody. Oh, yes, you're hard. I'm really scared. it's like my dad this morning. He woke me up by pulling me up by the hair, bashing my face into the pillow a couple of times. I just looked up and go, I looked up at him.
Got a comb anywhere? Even if it's one of those trendy pretend coats you get with a Barbie doll, this will do. I don't know what it is, but it will do. Hope you haven't brushed anything pervy with this, like pubes.
Oh yes, I'm always pushing my pubes.
No.
How did you know?
What's my pube comb? Well, you've got to admit, it does look like one of them sort of things.
Have you seen my pubes lunched in it?
Oh, good eye.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, and I just looked up from the pillow and went, oh, watch me shiver, in a very sarcastic voice. Oh, did you see my White House of the day?
No, I missed it. Can I have a bit of your hairspray?
Sure,
I'm going to have it anyway. Oh, doesn't that weird spray it upwards? I like this, it smells nice. I think it smells awful, actually.
Oh, I think it smells really nice. Naomi always wears that.
Thanks.
The only thing you can smell.
Well, at least I haven't got beer.
This is disgusting. I'll dim this top button up so that my dad wouldn't call me a tart, so I walked out the house and forgot to undo it again.
You're getting a bit prudish, aren't you?
I know. Oh, dear.
Yeah, anyone's going to touch my pen.
Was there a minute ago, wasn't it? Ah, here it is. Got
that's
it.
That's on the floor.
Emma the hero.
Find it again, Emma.
Oh, dear.
Laugh and I'll say. What time have I got to be in?
Oh, I haven't actually got to be in at any time. Except I did say I'd been at 9:30.
Oh.
Oh, it's 9:30 now. Slap my thigh.
You look really worried there, Emma. You look like you're about to rush home.
Oh, dear. I must rush home because it's 9:30 and I'm going to get told off for being late.
I've just missed Red Dwarf. Oh, never mind.
Oh, God!
What?
I missed Red Dwarf. Never mind. See? Mr. Tape Recorder Person.
There's something in. I'm suffering about that.
You've caused us to miss Red Dwarf.
Because we just enjoy talking to you so much.
Because you're such an interesting person, so I'll do up my button again.
So your dad won't call you a tad.
Actually, you shouldn't be in.
Listen to your lucky, I'm not pregnant penny.
Yeah, rattling around inside my lucky, I'm not pregnant powder case. Oh dear, well, you're going to leave that on?
No, I'm going to switch up that.
Cheerio then,
cheerio
darling.
Then, man.
Oh dear.
Bye.
I had my breakfast while you were out. You can pick me up from school. Dad, then? Oh, is he? What's he doing golfing for then?
Shut up!
So this means I've got to walk home all on my little ownsome. This means I've got to walk home all on my ownsome.
Yeah, well it'll be a bit light anyway, won't it?
What?
It'll be light.
Light? I suppose.
The world will be dark.
Yeah, Mum, I do know what light means. Actually.
What did you miss the other day?
When you were in there.
Maths. Oh, a few other things. I've caught up on most of them. I've got to copy up some maths, but I'll borrow someone's book this weekend. Because we won't have any homework, because I did that homework last night.
What, for the weekend?
What? No, but she won't give us two sets of homework straight after each other.
What? Oh, maths homework, you mean?
Yeah. So I'll be able to borrow somebody's book and copy that. It's only algebra anyway. That's stuff I was doing last night. So it shouldn't be too bad.
Is Joanne and Emma coming to sleep on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Where are you going to sleep?
Down there, in the front room. Well, might as well. I mean, it's just the easiest place, really. And look, we can keep the dog and cat upstairs a bit, can't we?
If he'll go.
If he'll go.
He won't be very happy if everybody's down here and he's up there.
Will he? I suppose not. I know, but he always sits on Emma and...
Much like having...
Monster. I mean, I don't mind it if he comes and sits by me. But they're not used to him, you see. They're not used to Lucy. Shush up.
Whips.
What?
Whips.
No whips. Oh, dear. I nearly forgot how old you are when I was putting you in the book. I thought 42.
I'm not quite 42 yet. Soon, I will be.
Find me, boy.
Are you going into town then tomorrow? Or not?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Dunno.
I don't know.
I've not made up my mind yet. I never make up my mind until about.
What about?
Half 12 tonight.
What about Shrimpy? Have they got over his tantrums?
Oh, I think so. He's just... He picks someone to have a go at.
He's been having a go at Pete.
And it's a bit nasty of him, really, because when like all this thing was with Emma and everything, Pete was the one that was really nice to him. What are we having for tea? I can see it's chicken. Chicken what?
Chicken and rice. Oh, what we normally have, you know, in the sauce and that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know the posh name.
Chicken chasseur.
If you like.
Emma was the happiest I've seen her in about 2 weeks.
She was
Well, she came to the door and I didn't know whether to invite her in or not. So I went, come in. And she like looked at me and I goes, don't ask.
We don't
go in for spirits though, do we?
Your dad, she should have gone to see Uncle Alan, he'd have been helping.
You should go and drink Shrimpy. Go and see Shrimpy. He's always drinking whiskey.
Rot his innards, isn't
it? Mm-hmm. Oh, Dave.
Got a letter, David. Have you got a letter?
Yeah.
Can I have this one?
No!
Have you got two letters?
Yeah, they're both from the same place. So.
What's it from? Is it from Nottingham?
Cheltenham.
Oh, Bristol, then. Is it? Finally, they're all that from there, aren't they? From there, is that tea castle, whatever it's called.
Rejected.
This is Nottingham. Oh, it is as well.
Rejected?
Yeah.
Oh. that's a shame. That's the only one you've had. That's where you wanted to go. Never mind.
Oh, so the Bristol Sunday.
Make it weird, sign. Is that well, Bristol?
This is from Sunderland.
BA
from at least two GCSE A level.
Get a BA from that, Mum.
BA honours degree, yeah.
Open air. It's a bit posh, Dave. My brother a BA. I think I could just about hack that.
It's a shame. I wonder why that was.
Probably got too
many
people.
Probably failed the course already. It is a popular place.
Probably thought, we're not having him. Oh no.
A f***ing Lincoln? No. Can't tell that.
14 points.
That's a shame. Mind you, Bristol's popular, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll just wait to see what.
But
all colleagues have accepted me. Still haven't heard from Bristol
yet.
What's
that one, Martin?
What?
This one.
14 points.
That's three D's, is it?
No. The two.
James goes there.
Back country, isn't it?
But the accommodation would be cheaper.
Yes, I know, but it's such a long way to get there. Isn't it?
Well, he's not exactly travelling every day, is he?
No, but you've still got to pay to get up there and get back from time to time.
I told you it'd be chicken chasseur. You're dead disappointed, aren't you, Mama?
Oh yeah, if
you know, qualification for it, right? What would happen then?
Well, a lot of places, like they advertise in papers and stuff, of places that are still open, places that are still open. Right, and you can phone up and get in. I knew that was, as soon as I saw that it was from Mucca.
Yeah,
it was a reject, I think. Straight from PCAS, but PCAS don't necessarily send out. It just depends on whether the polys send out this stuff as well. But they sent me, University of Oxford sent me a load of material with it.
All the universities must do that then. You're more worried about it than David is.
Very
true. Sounded like a startled gnome when you did that one.
Well, I hope Bristol accept me now.
Why, who have you got?
Sam!
Leeds, York, This is one of the most popular ones in the country. So.
Well, it's
got a very high arts intake as well.
Very high?
Arts intake. Yeah. English, sociology and all that.
Oh, that'll be why it's full then.
Yeah.
You were late sending it, weren't you? Because you were going to go to work.
Messing about, does he? What?
Boxing Maloney.
It's only for 3 nights. Well.
When is it?
Next week.
Gizmo keeps trying to persuade me to go with her, but I don't really want to. Because she's got to go because her brother's in it. Her brother's Knuckles. Oh, he's huge. He's only about 5 foot.
That's a B and a C. That is.
Yeah, but it says of two. I mean, if you get three, then you could get less in them, couldn't
you? I could get, three C's. You'd be over with points then. Oh. Well, like that fellow yesterday said that in theory they can refuse if you get.
Well, yeah.
Different to their point stipulation, their grade stipulation. So even if you got 3 A's, they could still refuse you. In theory, said it doesn't happen at York, but it has happened in some places.
I could understand them refusing you if they'd asked for a B in English and a C in something else, and you got D in English, although it made up a point or C, because. Then you wouldn't necessarily be up to the standard, would you, in that particular thing?
But I suppose, like if you got really, really good grades, you'd be different to the group. You know, say if they wanted to get you 3 C's and you got 3 A's, shut up, Sam.
you could be a lot different to the group.
The higher standard.
Yeah. Which might make it more difficult to teach.
Yeah,
I suppose it could.
Could it make an effect?
Mm. I suppose I better go and get my hair done.
Yeah, it's your best hand.
How are you then, chicken?
Okie doke.
Really?
Right.
Seen Emma?
Well, this morning.
Alright.
Yeah? Oh. I think we'll kind of just have to go. I was after doing it from what I was going to do on the side. Apart from my name tag for the sport photo, and then. Obviously.
Oh shit.
I've got a bad habit of shouting out loud today. Like, in silence, the guy goes, oh, God!
Hi, sir!
What? I've got into a really bad habit of doing that.
What?
What's
she going to
do?
Yeah.
Are we going up to yours tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's the point of going out.
Is she in a really bad strip about it?
No, she's just like, because she's going down the club. Like, why is she only having a drink? She's just cheesed off because he won't even let her have two. She hasn't had any since Tuesday.
Is that after Whisper?
Yeah, she hasn't had any since Tuesday.
She's doing well then. She did better than she did.
Yeah, but don't really understand that she's never going to stop that.
Why?
Because she just doesn't want to. She's just had something. Because no one can fit on me for going, oh, that's it, go back and tell everybody. Well, like she always does.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go. She's in a strap away. Yeah, that's bad. Instead of going about quarter past, she goes, oh, go down, let's take a ball. No, no, no. Because I'll go a bit later then, if I was being annoying, because I'll make it quarter past the same. I'm not sitting around for half an hour looking like my pillows.
Because Mum and Dad won't be out to a bit later because my dad's working.
Won't be out to a bit later and we're going to play.
Oh, have an exciting day to school today then?
No. Simply, I rushed last night. I did two of my geographies. One of them missed in the time and it didn't even ask for a booking. I couldn't believe it. Because I didn't bother doing my chemistry today and they asked for it in, so I just pretended I'd hand him one in and didn't say anything, like, you know, in pathology, like, because I'd hand it in yesterday and did it on Monday. Flipping Johnny come tomorrow. Thanks, lad.
Tomorrow? Thought it was going to be Sunday?
No, tomorrow. Between 2 and 4, and that's because I've got to go and do the papers tomorrow afternoon. They don't come till 4, I do the papers about half. I'm coming down yours about half seven, so I'm going to see them anyway. Hopefully they'll come nearer two. Then it'll look as if I've only been there, you know. Coming down here about half seven, aren't they?
Well, they'll be going fairly early anyway.
She kissed me, oh, you get me a drink then, I said. Well, I was hoping, like, you text, he goes, oh yeah, that's a surprise. And I goes, well, he goes, yeah, right, so he takes down the spare. That's not good, sure. Because I said to him, I've spoken to him so much. So I've burnt all mine.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, right then. And he forgot, I'm just, can you go and get some? He goes, yeah. Because I'm like, shit, we know he said lend £1. He goes, yeah, I goes, well, can you? He goes, not £1, £1.40. I goes, well, I'll have back to him, you know. He goes, yeah, all right then. So he got me last night, so we don't have to go tonight. We don't have to go tonight now. I've got to go.
Speak up a bit. Won't get you on the microphone.
Oh, I've heard about that.
You're not putting that on. Why not? Joe, don't switch off.
You've always embarrassed me. Anyway.
So what it is, just that's all we give you?
Yeah. Anyway. And all the tapes, and all the batteries and everything.
Anyway.
So I don't last. Just don't think about it, I've got used to it now.
Anyway, so I didn't last night. You got something. £1 It's gone up in it, I said, oh yeah.
£1.13
No.
I don't know whether Claire's coming or not.
Oh, why not?
Because we've just got a load of work to do. She's such a swat, it's unbelievable. And her boyfriend's down, and he's staying till Sunday.
Well, can't he come round here? What else are you going to do?
I don't know. But she's going to phone me up anyway. If she's coming, she's coming. If she's not, she's not. I'm not bothered either way, really.
Yeah, I'm going to Palisade on Tuesday.
What for?
Well, Buzz at school has some free tickets. The music department giving free tickets on this something of Luxembourg, I don't know.
Oh, Duke of Luxembourg.
Some crappy thing, you know.
Some crappy music thing.
Yeah. Music thing. Anyway, so.
I think my drama teacher might be in there.
Buzz give me a ticket, and she's going to give Catherine one. He's shot loads of us going, there's about 10 of us. So we'll go get there for about 7. If it starts at half 7, come home about 9. A bit of a dosh, you know. We'll go uptown about 7. I'll see if Bosk's mum can take us, and Catherine's dad can bring us back, because dad's at work. And then we can walk around town a bit, you know, and
I've got to take the dog out.
Alright. Look at my cold sores.
They're not too bad, actually.
They are. They are massive. I've just stuck a load of perfume on them. Ran out of really cold sore lotion, haven't I?
Okay.
What's all this made of anyway?
It's a survey.
You taking this around this? You're not taking it into my house.
Why not?
No way.
Why?
No way.
Why not?
No way.
Why?
No way you're taking it to my house. You're getting knotted. It's my house, you've got no permission.
I'm not going to take it there, am I? It's only going to be downstairs in the living room.
That's alright.
I'll just pretend I'm listening to it. I'll take the things with me. I'll just pretend I'm listening to it. And I'll just put it on the side and just switch the thing on. You'll never know the difference.
No, sorry. So, is he paying you?
Wait, £25.
Do ya? Are you kidding me or what?
No. Why don't you come to my house and love on a respect?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Now I haven't got to do it for a week. That ain't fair, man.
How many times you got?
20.
No way, man. I want to do it. Tell him to come to my house next time.
£25 for doing that. Trust you to be in.
You don't have to fill all the tapes either.
Trust you not to come to my house.
What's doing to my house? Like.
Trust you to be number one.
Suffer!
That ain't fair! I want money. You get blooming all that money a blooming week anyway, isn't it?
Tell me about it for Marks and Sparks.
No.
£25 there.
What are you going
to get? Dunno. Nickel and brown. You don't have to start with, that's a thing.
God, talking about, I've got stinging armpits. But you know that, do you know that razor I've got? Well, I thought, well, I can't bother to get these ones clutched with that. So I've got like, shh. Yeah, I was playing my arms yesterday and I went. I kept all the like, top layer of skin off. God, did it sting this morning as well? I'm keep forgetting every so often, and like, it stings a bit.
You ought to get like, soft and gentle. Because it doesn't sting.
It's not that though, it's because you're not supposed to use it under your arms. It's a flipping face shaver.
No, but I mean, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, but I like
But that. If you use that soft and gentle, it doesn't hurt anyway.
So Do you know what Shimpy decided to buy me for my birthday? Your Mac to do my back of my neck. I said, you doing? You know why you're getting your whiskey from France?
Oh, I
wasn't best impressed.
That is funny.
It wasn't funny. And all I kept doing was twisting my arm last night, my leg. Bummer.
No, don't have put my name down.
You've got to have your name down if you're on that tape, is it, girl?
I thought she said it was, Emma said that it's anonymous.
Well, isn't that? That's not very anonymous, is it?
Yeah, but this, right, just gets shoved with the tapes. Like, they don't know who it is. It's not, after they've taken it away, it's no connection to me whatsoever. They don't know where it's from at all.
Yeah, but we've got my name down there.
What should I put your accent as? Redditch?
You put Redditch for whoever that was.
Emma?
Yeah.
Who else put you?
Was that at the bottom bit?
Friend.
No friend of yours, you're gonna nap off.
Thanks, darling.
Is that type 6? Am I on type 6? Am I on?
No. No, you're on.
That's only tape 1 side B.
Yeah.
That's all we've got onto so far.
You're the 6th person on this side.
Thanks a lot. You weren't here, were you?
I don't want to do it anyway.
Me and Emma used up a whole side yesterday, just us two talking.
I thought you weren't coming out last night.
I wasn't. She came round here.
Here's me, farting around with bloody Shumpy and Andrew.
Oh, so right. Funny, I had his arm, like, he had my arm around, and I pushed his arm back, and he just brought the arm back. So I leaned back, didn't I? Didn't move his arms in. Anyway, old flipping hag came in, didn't she? And I went, I just turned over the cassette. She comes in, I was sniffing that flipping thing he's got, that thing you might have some noise on.
Yeah.
I was going, making like the sounds down, he's singing to the song, and then he went, and Pat comes in, Hag comes in and goes, God, who is it? The, what's it, paediatric or whatever it was, somebody like that, you know, some doctor person, is at the door. Who the bloody hell was that? She goes, oh, it's Samson. I went out, come back in from after doing for drive. And there was Shumpy, me and Andrew. Me and Andrew come in, and I left the door open. Pav goes, shut the door. I said, oh, it's Pav coming. He goes, I don't bloody care. I went, ha!
Really?
Come on. I hate Pav. He scares me.
Was he dark out?
Yeah.
Good.
Right, let's go and turn the dog.
It's not my turn. Turn it's David's up. Turn.
Yeah. Why can't David do it?
Because I'm going out. Oh, please, Helena, will you take him for me?
Such a waster. It's unbelievable.
Well then,
can I take it outside with me?
Okay. So, you should have told me I would have brought him out with me if you'd said.
I didn't realise, did I? Kill that boy.
Sam, come on, boy.
I'll take him too far, yeah? Thank you, Shunkey.
But no, shit,
oh dear, but he's being all really nice to me at the moment. He's really creeping
nice
to me. Wasn't he?
No, he's twisting my arm, twisting my leg, telling me I'm a stupid bitch and all of that. Fucking turd and all stuff like
that. Wait for the dog.
But they're not bozo.
Cracks me up. Oh, dog's having shit. It was really funny though, like me and Emma last night, honestly, the first about 5 minutes, like we were all both going, and then we just thought, oh fuck this for an idea, we just said absolutely anything, we were talking about the love bites Pete gave me and everything, talking about she thought she was pregnant,
about me, I thought, actually,
must have done.
So when was this then?
Oh, didn't you know?
What, she'd done it with Scott?
What?
Remember that Emma here?
Yeah.
She's pregnant.
Yeah. Didn't you know?
She didn't have Scott, no, when did she do it with Scott?
Didn't you know she thought she was pregnant?
No.
Oh, piss. Oh, don't say anything. I thought because you said down there. You said in my house. You said something about being pregnant.
No, I never.
Yes, you did.
No, I never.
Oh, I thought you knew.
Honestly.
I've really put my foot in it now, haven't I?
No. What when did she do with Scott?
I don't know, but they must have done it sometime.
Did one run the other day when we got all pissed?
No, but I mean...
What, she thinks you're pregnant then? I mean, didn't he use anything?
Yeah,
but she didn't. I mean, she didn't tell me any intimate details or anything. I don't even know whether she has. She might have just been getting over dramatic or something. But her period was a week and a half late, and she started well panicking. She just come on when she came down to my house, and she was really, really, really in a happy mood. And you know when we saw them two walking the other day, that was what she was upset about. She thought, oh dear, Scotty's going to be a daddy.
She hadn't done it that Saturday when we that Friday when we all got picked.
She might not have done it, but she might have
You never know. I mean, that's kind of like an angry decision to watch Spunk all over soon, you know.
Yeah, I should think she's done some.
Well, we
some
all know
naughty things,
though,
and yeah.
She's giving you a blowjob,
But I mean, she's probably done something like that, and she's just got over dramatic about it.
Well, she said she was going to like to go on the pill.
Did you? Never said that to me.
She didn't. She was pissed. She goes, I want to go on the pill, but I haven't got the courage. I don't rely on myself to take them every day.
Who was they? Too pissed at me. Probably.
I could hang over the next day. Punch that stupid fucking head in a minute.
But don't say anything, because I don't know. Because she said it to me because she was on such a high, you see. Because she'd just come on. Didn't you see her last night?
No, I didn't, because she called at Andy's and we just got over to the shop to get some matches and some bags.
But, yeah. So, you see, she was on a real, pardon me, a real big high about it. She'll probably tell you. But she probably didn't want to tell you in front of Hannah and everything.
Well, she rushed up to that and Gibbs got a message. She hugged me and hugged Hannah.
Yeah, that's what she's so happy about.
Can you just imagine her fucking Angela's face? Oh my god. Oh no. Oliver. I'm the best. Oh shit, my daughter's pregnant.
Where's the dog gone?
Down the bottom.
Wait here, I'll catch up with this. Oh, there he is. But like she's been saying to me, like, because she's been thinking about whether she is or not, she's been like everywhere there's babies and prams and every on the telly and everything, do you know what I mean? That was really bad actually. And
but unless she'd done it with him, she wouldn't be panicking that much.
No, I bet she has.
And she has been out with him for 6 months, you know.
Oh dear, sir, that was a bit of a goo.
So, do you reckon Claire will come?
I doubt it, I don't think so.
Oh, good. Emma's decided she's bringing a camera now. I'm sure she reckons he's bringing it. So I said, no fucking way, you can get any pictures of me having a bag. And Angie goes, oh, is this going to be let Joanne seek out everybody with a picture?
But it's going to be really bad because I'm going to be doing this and taking pictures.
You're not doing it at the party.
Yeah.
God, I'll be so pissed.
What's so?
You're not doing it while we go to sleep. No way, when we all lie down. Fucking hell are you, no. Looking at all the juicy gossip then. You're not doing that again.
No, I won't do it then. I'll do it in the early evening when no one's too drunk.
And then a bit later, but not what, don't do it when we're going to go to sleep. Because if we end up talking about your dad's got the biggest is your dog still a virgin?
I know.
Dog's still a bird.
I was saying, doing that nice.
So they will get bloody tonight and all.
Are they?
Tonight and tomorrow. Oh, Andy's getting 8 cans of Strongbow. 3 for tonight, 5 for tomorrow. I said I'd do my pop on the bottom one off the day just for us three. As it's
oh, oh yeah, of course.
And then, well, as that story doesn't look bad enough. Have you got to ask your dad's member for a bottle?
No, because I won't be drinking it anyway. Is it only going to be you, don't remember, drinking it?
Yes, I know.
You're not going to have a bottle each. I had a bottle and I was absolutely bladdering and I threw it up. That's how strong it is, Jo.
Oh, I'll have my dad then. She can have your dad.
No, I mean, Jo, like, you won't be able to handle a bottle each on top of all that other stuff.
Yeah, but I want to.
Yeah, Joanne, you're going to die of alcohol poisoning. Oh, Joanne, he's not that close, for God's sake.
You've been calling in the back of the house doing the fucking magic.
Come here, Sam. It's all right. Leave it. Oh, God, it's perfume I've put on my clothes. That's all. That's all. Go on. Lenny's
Vera's fence.
Vera's fence?
Lenny's dead, if you happen to remember.
I wish to get his dead. He's so nasty for getting his dead. What? Well, he couldn't help being invisible, son. He was alright with invisible, son.
No.
He probably just forgot. I'll bring my matches when I take the dog in. I'll nip upstairs and say I've got to get something. And I'll just grab my matches out of there in case he's lost them or something. Like he probably would do. In my book, I'm going to have to write down Mark and put in brackets all the way through he's called Shrimpy. What do you think? Because, I mean, his name is Mark, but no one calls him Mark, do they?
Put Mark straight Shrimpy. Because
Andrew
calls him Mark.
Do they?
Doesn't he? He goes, all right, Mark. Or Scott calls him Mark, but everybody else calls him Mark. Joan and Bernard. He's Peter, my best buddy. Did I tell you? I saw him in the school yesterday. He goes, all right, Peter, your best buddy. He goes, oh, here you got the facts. I think here you got the right facts now. He goes, you were fabricating or whatever.
Fabricating.
Yeah. All I said was, I thought they were bites. I'm sorry if they were just a little red mark, you know.
Well, you know, it's easily done, isn't it? I mean.
Well, I was more the truth than he was. Come off it, he didn't even know he'd given you any love for.
Shout it as loud as you can do. But.